right, let's go to the to Captain Konar. It's W9RAN. Go ahead.
All right, good morning. WB9GKZ and all the vintage sidebanders, W9RAN, Bob in Freeport. And without further ado, let me say that the Konar twins were, the Konar transmitter, that is, was never designed to be on AM. There are people who will tell you it was never designed to be on the air because it it has a chirp on CW, which is its only operating mode. So I figured, why not make it AM? And it, as you heard, it does work. The modulation was being applied through the key jack in the series fashion using an external cathode modulator, which is of a secret design yet to be perhaps disclosed in electric radio on some future date. But it it can be adapted to almost anything, and I'm gonna do some more adapting and see what else I can kind of other havoc can be created with it. But the Konar receiver actually is pretty good. It will even tune single sideband, and that's that. This is something different. This is the world's first hybrid, I believe, the Transcom FBT3, which we came out in 1963. And I believe was depicted under the dashboard of a Thunderbird, or at least under the dashboard of something. And I'm not sure how many it sold, but it's here, and it's putting out about 65 watts or so on peak, so not very strong. However, we hope it is making the journey to Sturgeon Bay. Thank you, Pat. WB9GKZ, W9RAN.